if they don't have the information.
Stuff that we sent to them. Okay, I show it to be 9/30, 24th of February, all the commissioners and judge present for regular meeting of commissioners court. First item on the agenda is approve minutes of previous meeting.
Make motion, previous meeting.
Second.
Discussion. I want to say I like the new format, Sasha.
Me too.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Second item, line item budget amendments, I didn't see any yet. Hospital bills.
Make motion to approve the hospital bills.
Second.
Discussions.
Yes, Deborah, did she ever call back?
I guess she owes it.
They're gonna make her pay it?
They sent the invoices for 3 years, we had been paying for 3 years.
Yeah, but I told her that was the first time we caught it. They're charging them like they did Dan. It's been several years back, when we leased the copiers, they're charging us property tax. And we told them we didn't know it, and we told Deborah Hahn the same thing. Well, they're charging them that, and Deborah happened to catch it on this one, and we questioned it, but they're still telling Deborah Hahn we still have to pay it.
Yeah, it's in their lease agreement until they change their lease agreement on oxygen.
Yeah, it's their oxygen tank, Lindy gas or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they need to go in and change their agreement, but I think they just signed it.
Again, in January, I think, what she said.
So we'll probably owe this property tax.
But like I told her, I said, the county doesn't pay tax, and she said, well, they'd already charged us. I said, well, this is the first time that we've caught it. But they did that on Dan's copier several years back, and we had to tell them, it's their property, they pay the taxes on it, we just pay the lease. And I think it was $242, something like that.
I can't remember even who it's written to.
Lindy gas, I believe it was.
Okay, court to possibly examine and approve payroll accounts and finances of the county.
On the bill list, on my stuff to.
Yeah, you didn't get, all in favor on the hospital bills?
I didn't do it, so.
Second.
Second from John, all in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, back to you, Deborah.
On our bill list to Computronics, it's listed as we're paying that bill, but I'm not gonna mail it, I'm not. We have problems with one of the printers, they haven't fixed it yet. I don't know whether to divide the bill up, because Ramona's working fine, the highway patrol are working fine, but we're not working fine, so. I don't know whether to divide the bill up or just hold it till I get fixed.
You get more attention whenever it's under one deal, to hold it and just tell them whenever you get yours fixed.
It is on the bill list, and we will write a check, but it will not go out.
And we approved it as one contract, so I'd hold it until hers is fixed.
Yeah. Okay, and we will approve paying it, just won't pay it till it's fixed. Okay, our bill list, do I have a motion to approve that and payroll?
A printer.
I make a motion we approve the bill list and the payroll for.
Payroll, I don't have this time, is it?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's on first line.
Yeah, court to possibly examine and approve payroll.
Okay, we got to pay payroll.
Aye. Second.
And Johnny seconded it. Okay, we've got our extension agents and their big boss. Miles, you got to speak.
This is Miles Davovich, he's our district agent.
Miles what?
Davovich.
D-A-V-O-V-I-C-H. I start to say E.
Well, good morning, it's good to see y'all. I just wanted to take a few minutes and kind of stop by and give you our little update. Some of you have been around extension or know about us. I'm gonna tell you we made another change, and that probably won't be a surprise to you. We're always changing our name or something like that, but this change is an organizational change, and I wanna say it doesn't really affect the district at all, as far as my office is still running, I still supervise the agents, but we've had this broke down by regions. for about the last 10 years, and we were part of the North region with Lubbock and Amarillo. And what it came, what it basically comes down to is there's regional program leaders in each of these regions, and those people are responsible for working with the agents to help them develop their programs. And so we had regional program leaders that had three districts in about 65 counties. And so that was getting to be quite a load. So our administration created two more regions and added four more regional program leaders, so that a regional program leader now has two districts in about 40 counties to try to help them up with helping the agents develop their plans of work and train, do the professional development. So kind of lighten the load on them. So now we're with the Central Region, and we work with the district office in Stephenville. And so what that meant is now that when we have a few regional meetings, that everybody on this end of District 3 is closer, and the folks out at Dickens and Matador and out there are going to have to be the ones to drive this way now when we have meetings. So that's, again, though, our district contest and horse show and all those types of things all remain within the district. And what it did, it added a person at the office in Vernon. Her name's Dana Tarter, and she'll be the regional program leader for Family Consumer Sciences in the two districts. And then the ag agents will work with Ron Woolley out of Stephenville. And so it just kind of switched directions a little bit and added some people to help out the agents. Another thing that we've got going in extension this year is we have a new initiative called Let's Go, Let's Grow in 4-H. And it's really not an issue, I'm proud to say, in Clay County, because you all do have a large enrollment number. But if you look at the state population of children in 3rd to 12th grade, we've got about 60,000 4-H members in the state of Texas, but we're still only reaching between 1% and 2% of those students in those grades in the state. And so we're pushing to try to grow our 4-H programs, grow participation at contests and events, and it'd be a continuing deal that we want to work in. We're trying to add new events. You know, we've added Food Challenge here a few years ago, and there's this robotic stuff that's getting to be pretty popular with the school systems, and things that I don't even understand the kids are doing. So those are coming into 4-H now. We're adding new contests, new activities, and so we're hoping to be able to draw more kids into the program, and not only our traditional kids, but kids that like to do, you know, other things. They may not show an animal or go to the food show, but they may be interested in doing something else. And so we're working real hard to try to grow our 4-H programs, and that's part of our Let's Go, Let's Grow campaign. The only other thing I want to say is, before I let them speak, is, and they didn't get to attend this because it was stock show, but back in the first or second week of January, we celebrated the 100th year of extension. And the Smith-Lever Act was passed in 1914, in January of 1914, and so we've been around 100 years. I'm proud to say that I made the last quarter of that century with extension, but I want to say, too, that we want to be around another 100 years, and we want to continue to move forward and move with the times, make the changes we need to make changing, but the main thing is we couldn't do it without the support of our commissioner courts, and I just want to say thank you all for what you do to support this program. We're in all 254 counties, and the only way that's possible is with our partnerships with the commissioner's courts, and I thank you all for supporting Sherry and Missy and the things that they do, and appreciate y'all's support in our judges' commissioner's conference, and I hope to have another one again in November, and I guess I'll probably be seeing y'all some of these regional ones. But again, I just wanted, the main thing here today is I want to say thank you for your support and for the things that you do to support our extension office here in Clay County. And with that, I'll just see if these ladies have anything they want to add.
Well, one thing I wanted to add is tomorrow I brought a brochure to most of y'all. So there's one in the judge's office and Ramona's and everybody. Tomorrow we're doing a crock pot cooking. It's called Get Crockin'. And it's all slow cookers. It's how to test your slow cooker, and it's lunch tomorrow at the parish hall at the Catholic Church. So if y'all are in town, come over and eat with us. It's $12, and you get a cookbook and a little lesson on how to check to make sure your slow cooker is cooking right. Also, we handed out, it was just a little short summary of what we've done throughout the year. I'm also gonna hand you, two more things. These are, more of a details of the summaries that we did, that I did, and then Missy has hers. And I'm not gonna keep y'all by talking, but, y'all can read through these at your leisure. And it's got results of, who all came. The two main things that I did was, it was called a matter of balance, and that's working with, people 65 and older on, how to overcome maybe their fears of balance, how to exercise to get, to keep from losing their balance. And it's limited, just 12 people can come. And we did this at the hospital, and to the hospital employees helped coach this, and it turned out to be a really good program. And we're going to plan it again this spring, and we already have a list of people that are wanting to come because of the other participants. They all decided, they've all kind of told how good the program was, so they're going to come again. The other program that we did in depth on is healthy living lifestyles for students. And I worked with the schools on organized program, which I've talked to y'all about before. It's got these little puppets that teach the kids on how to take care of their organs. I did a program on hand washing. There's a Walk Across Texas program. And then we also did a health fair at the school that talked about all types of health issues, not smoking, you know, not eating too much sweets, getting enough exercise, and so forth. So, just the handouts, you can read those and check us out. Call us whenever you have questions, if you have, don't know what we're doing.
I have my summaries for you too. Y'all can look at those and ask me any questions if you need to. And then the other big thing that I have coming up is on Thursday is our ag seminar. So if y'all are around, it starts at noon that day. The meal is free if you want to come and eat. And then if you need CEUs or anything, it's $10, you can get 2 CEUs. And then another thing that we're still going through stock shows and things like that. We've had a really successful year. We've had animals make the show, the sales at Fort Worth and San Antonio so far, and so we got Houston and Austin to go. So anyways, do y'all have any questions for me?
Austin's got a stock show that...
Mm-hmm. It's the Star of Texas. We just had, I guess a couple of years ago, I had kids start going there because they pay really well. It's a smaller show, but the quality is there, and then their sale pays pretty well. So.
Stock show in Fort Worth was a couple of weeks ago? Or
about a while. The steer show was the first week of February.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. We had 2 steers make the sale there, and I think... They brought $7 and $8 a pound apiece, so we had a good
deal. Yeah.
And then we had a heifer in place first in one of her classes. And then San Antonio had 2 lambs make the sale. We had a heifer placed about the first in the middle of the class, so we're doing pretty well.
Still got Houston?
Yes, sir.
Going down there?
Yes, I know I've got heifers going, and steers going. I'm not sure about lambs yet. And got some lambs going to Austin. Lambs and heifers going to Austin.
At Austin, that's where you said it was a smaller show, but how do you see it?
It's kind of a big. It's kind of a big county show. I mean, it's, I don't know. Classes average like 40 or so. Mm. I mean, it's still big, but it's just, you know, smaller than the other ones. Mm. So.
Any questions for any of them?
This 2 CEUs, is that all 3 of the programs? To get the 2?
Just the last 2.
Oh, the last 2.
But I mean, you can come to all of it or just the last 2 if you want.
The last 2 are what the...
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you for coming by, and, you know, we got to let her on give me input on the agents. And we're kind of like our constituents, unless we got a complaint. I'm sorry about that, but
that's okay. I just figured no news is good news.
It is good news, as far as we're concerned.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good day.
At the parish hall, at the Catholic parish hall. See y'all come by me.
You said it was some real food and some good food?
Yes, there's some real food there, some man food and some healthy food. You'll have to come. The muchaca is worth coming for. It's what I make whenever we work cattle, and the cowboys ask for it every time now. And it's a pulled pork with beans and green chilies and on tortillas. It's real good. The guys really like it. So there's some healthy things. There's desserts. There's a little bit of everything, but everything's done in the slow cooker. So y'all come by.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Let's skip to 15. Court to possibly enter into closed session as permitted by Texas Government Code 551-071 and 551-087 for two purposes: to discuss with our attorney and to deliberate on an economic development project. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Sasha.
Finish shopping.
Scott finished.